Sam Milkom, jina Margita Jus, u nilqakom għal programm ieħor fis-serje l-ħrejjef, l-erf u l-maġija. Hans Christian Andersen għandu poezija b'isem ta' He's either mad, a lover, or a poet. U fil-fatt din il-poezija se nsemma' ħilkom fil-programm li biss. Però wieħed mill-kittieba li kiteb biografija dwar Hans Christian Andersen semma wieħed mill-kapitli tiegħu He's either mad, a lover, or a poet. U kellu 600,000 raġun għaliex Andersen kien għaġna ta' dawn l-elementi kollha. Kien bniedem ta' passjoni kbira u dan narawh biċ-ċar fil-ħrejjef, fl-ittri u fid-djarju tiegħu. Issa kien bniedem enigmatiku u eċċentriku. U kellu orjentazzjonijiet sesswali ferm antikonvenzjonali. Trid tiftakru li qegħdin nitkellmu dwar il-bidu tas-seklu 19, fejn kien diffiċli ħafna li tiġi aċċettat jekk kun differenti. Mhux taf xejn Andersen kien qal The femininity of my nature and our friendship must remain a mystery. Dan il-kliem kitbu l-Edward Cullen, li kien it-tifel ta' Jonas Cullen, hawnhekk qed nirreferu għall-benefattur tiegħu u dak li kien id-direttur tal-iskola ta' drama, u minħabba li kien għatta ħafna ħin ma' din il-familja kien sar iħobb lil dan Edward Cullen, tant li jfissa fuqu blikraħ. Issa min-naħa tiegħu da' Edward Cullen kien jirrispetta ħafna lil Andersen, issa qatt ma seta' jħobbu. Anzi, kien jindirizzah b'mod formali. Andersen sa wasal biex jistqar lill-Edward f'waħda mill-ittri tiegħu. Allu hekk, I languish for you as a pretty Calabrian wench. My sentiments for you are those of a woman. The femininity of my nature and our friendship must remain a mystery. Għandkom tkunu tafu wkoll illi il-ħrafa famuża The Little Mermaid ta' Andersen li kiteb fl-1836 kienet qisha ittra ta' mħabba lil Andersen. U fil-fatt mhux talli iddedika lilu, talli batilu. U di kien batilu meta kien sema li Edward kien se jitarras. Hekk kif is-sirena ma setax tħobb man u wkoll ma setax iħobb lil Edward. Fil-fatt Edward li mbagħad ippubblika ktieb dwar Andersen jisqar I found myself unable to respond to this love, and this caused the author much suffering. F'ħajjet Andersen insibu wkoll infatwazzjonijiet lejn Harold Scharf li kien Zeffien, Danis, u lejn Carl Alexander, iżda żuħduka ta' Saxe-Weimar-Eisenach. Mill-ewwel attrazzjoni sesswali ma jidher li ħareġ l-ebda frott. Iżda mit-tieni waħda mad-duka, forsi kien hemm xi tip ta' relazzjoni għaliex fl-1844 qattaw tliet ġimgħat flimkien f'Fettisberg u damu jikkorrispondu sas-sena li Andersen miet. Fil-fatt ukoll kienu jqattaw kull sajf flimkien mill-1854 sal-1857. U hawnhekk xieraq li nisimgħu siltiet minn xi ittri li Andersen kien jibgħat lid-duka Carl Alexander. Il-vuċi ta' Hans Christian Andersen hija ta' Heinrich Pischke.
Copenhagen, 26th of October, 1844. My noble hereditary Grand Duke, Your Highness can easily imagine my happiness on receipt of your warm and affectionate letter. It was as if we were again together as at Ettersburg at the sad moment of parting. You pressed my hand and said you would be a kind and sincere friend. Your Royal Highness has gained in me a poet's soul, a human heart the more. Your letter now lies among my most sacred treasures. Copenhagen, 3rd of October, 1847. I am home again in the old street, in the old house. The same people are passing to and fro. The carts are rolling along. Everything is going on in the old track. I myself am making the usual visits, attending the theater, and sitting alone once more in my own room, as if nothing had happened. And yet my head and heart are so full. It is with me, as after a great ball, the music still sounding in my ears, my thoughts like dashing waves. I can find no rest. I have been at home now for 8 days already, and yet have done nothing at all, not even written letters. This is the first one, and now I hope with this inauguration of the pen that, from today forth, a great deal will be written, and the new novel will burst into bloom. My stay in Holland, England and Scotland floats before me like a fantasy woven of joy and sunshine, and at the close come the beautiful days at Ettersburg, with our reunion, our life together there, and our parting. Yes, yes, my noble friend, I love you as a man can only love the noblest and best. This time I felt that you were still more ardent, more affectionate to me. Every little trait is preserved in my heart. On that cool evening, when you took your cloak and threw it around me, it warmed not only my body, but made my heart glow still more ardently. Many of the exalted family are now at Sylvan Ettersburg. Your royal sister is there, recall me to her gracious remembrance, and also to your exalted parents, and may I hope that your Royal Highness will present my most respectful thanks and greeting to the excellent hereditary Grand Duchess. The colour is still in every leaf, and sun is shining on it at this moment. The flowers are fresh as the memories. All my dear friends at Copenhagen, I have found well. My dear Colin, who has now become Excellency and won my love as a father, seems strong and well as ever. May he long remain so. It is beautiful autumn weather, and that also raises my spirits. The poems and the dramatic pieces are soon coming. I am rejoicing that your Royal Highness will hear this pulsation of my heart. And now may you be happy. Hans Christian Andersen. Copenhagen, 4th of May, 1848. How thoughtful of you to write me. I received the letter somewhat late, but if I had not come at all, I should have known that I was not forgotten. The agitations which are passing through the lands I feel to my fingers' tips. Denmark, my native country, and Germany, where there are so many whom I love, are standing opposite to each other in enmity. Your Royal Highness will be able to feel how all that pains me. I believe so firmly in the nobility of all men, and feel certain that if they only understood each other, everything would blossom in peace. Yet I did not wish to speak of politics. They stand far from me like a strange distant cloud. But not they have spread all over Europe, and their sharp mist penetrates every member, and one breathes nothing but politics. When shall we meet, my noble friend? Perhaps never more? And as I think this, all the dear memories of every hour of our life together, the cordiality of our meetings flash through my mind, and my heart melts. Thanks for your noble friendship. When this greeting reaches your hands, may you feel in it the pulsations of my heart. God grant that a better state of things may soon come about. Hans Christian Andersen. Trollhatte in Sweden, 18 August 1849. From the extreme north on the boundary of Lapland, I have just reached here. I left Denmark in the spring, where I was useless in the struggle for victory, have travelled through Sweden, have been up at Dalkalien, where no thunder of cannons resounds. Happy, politically defined Sweden, with its secure boundaries. 3 years ago I dreamt of undertaking the journey to Stockholm with you, but what a change has now come over everything. I travelled alone, But you were in my thoughts, yes, I may say daily in my thoughts, with melancholy and sadness. Oh, you scarcely know how highly I rate you, how firmly you have grown into my heart. I have only rightly understood that this summer I have received no answer to my last letter, which I wrote to you in the spring. I afterwards heard that a contingent of Weimar troops had marched to the north, and finally I read that your Royal Highness had yourself gone to the seat of war. I understood the circumstances, and sorrowed deeply on account of them, but could write no more. But now the proclamations of peace are ringing in my ears. I may follow the wishes of my heart, and send this letter to my friend. In the far north of Sweden I received the news so late, and am only now listening to the sound of the joy bells. I can see you again, and look into your honest, affectionate eyes.
Il-imħabba miex reċiprokata, tinħass ħafna mill-ħrejjef ta' Anderson, palma kienet The Nightingale li kienet iddedikata lil Jenny Lind, kantanta tal-opera famuża. U Anderson isir iħobba u jirrakkonta l-aħħar tal-ħrafa The Nightingale, suddenly, close to the window, there was a burst of lovely song. It was the living nightingale, perched on a branch outside. As it sang, the faces round became fainter and fainter, and the blood coursed with fresh vigour in the emperor's veins and through his feeble limbs. Issa l-ewwel mara li ħabb kienet Ribor Gvojt, oħt Christian, ħabib tiegħu. Issa wkoll hawnhekk arralu, għaliex din kienet imwieda li ħadd ieħor. Se nsemmalkom silta mill-ħsibijiet li esprima Anderson dwar Ribor Gvojt, fitra ta' Marzu 1831, li kien bat lil-ħabibu il-kittib u għallim. My entire soul is devoted to a creature who may never be mine. Unsurpassable obstacles separate us forever. O God has tried me harshly, almost too harshly. She's the most innocent, delightful creature I know, but engaged, the bride of another. She is aware of my feelings, and, I dare believe, reciprocates my love. But this brings me only pain. She cannot live for me. How strangely everything has changed in the past 6 months. Before, I was a carefree creature, fluttering about. In some few days, all my bubbles of happiness are burst. How oddly have I not been dragged into life. I myself am not sure how this has come about. Should all this be necessary to become a great writer? Oh, then I would almost rather not have been at all. Imbagħad kien mhux biss ħagrazzja ma' Edward, it-tifel ta' Jonas Collin, iżda wkoll mat-tifla tiegħu, Louise, li wkoll irrifjutatu. Kien hemm nagħlaq il-Missier Collin bagħtu fuq vjaġġ ta' sentejn fejn Anderson kellu xorti jżur 29 pajjiż ġol Ewropa. Fil-fatt Louise iż-żewġet titqabel ma' Anderson ħallat Danimarka. Poeżija li kiteb waqt din l-esperjenza qarsa li kellu ma' Louise jgħid li l-protagonista li kien għadda mill-istess esperjenza ta' Anderson, jiġifieri dik fejn il-maħbuba irrifjutatu, ħass li rid imut. Fid-9 ta' Ġunju 1831 jikteb lil Christian, ħabibu, dwar Louise Collin u jistqar: Every time I think of her, I feel an unspeakable profound pain, but I cannot cry, and I do not love her any more. That is certain, but now I am suffering more at the memory of her. I feel an emptiness. O God, Christian, I hope you will never feel what I am feeling now. Kif rajna Hans Christian Andersen esprima l-imħabba tiegħu kemm lejn in-nisa kif ukoll lejn ir-riġiel. Iżda dawn ir-relazzjonijiet spiċċaw kollha fix-xejn, huwa maħsub li hu fil-verità qatt mar nexxielu jkollu relazzjoni intima ma' ħadd minnhom. U din il-frustrazzjoni sesswali tinħass sewwa fil-ħrejjef tiegħu, u tajjeb li wieħed iħares u jeżamina waħda mill-ħrejjef tiegħu bl-isem ta' Little Iris Flowers. Dawk l-esperti li jafu jinterpretaw jgħidu li din il-ħrafa hija dwar il-fantażiji sesswali ta' din it-tifla u li din f'daqqa waħda tirrealizza x'kienet verament l-identità sesswali tagħha. Hawnhekk l-istudent din il-ħrafa huwa qisu l-għallim li seta' jgħallima l-ABC tas-sess. L-iskrivan qisu l-kuxjenza tagħha u ż-żifna tal-fjuri tikkulmina fi pjaċir sesswali. Però il-mewt teqret l dawn il-fjuri. F'kelma waħda leċitament sesswali jibda jnien, iżda l-aħbar li dawn il-fjuri jerġgħu jwardu is-sajf ta' wara tiftaħ orizzonti għall-passjonijiet futuri u jitfa' raġġ ta' dawl. Jingħad ukoll illi Anderson fil-rejjef tiegħu għandu ħafna passjoni ripressa bħal dik The Tin Soldier. Is-suldat ma jirreaġixxix u jħalli l-inibizzjonijiet u l-konvenzjoni x-xeklu u allura it-tmim tiegħu huwa traġiku. Issa jekk inħarsu ħarsa lejn Anderson innifsu, id-dehra fiżika tiegħu ma tantx kienet tajn u kien jammetti ħdan u fil-fatt qal I shall have no success with my appearance, so I make use of whatever is available. U kellu l-ħabta juhu grazzja ma' nies li qatt ma seta' jkollu relazzjoni magħhom, kif fil-fatt diġa rajna. Huwa maħsub li kieku dan il-bniedem għex illum kieku forsi kien ikun jista' jiddikjara li kien verament omosessuali. Iżda hemm min jgħid ukoll li kien bisesswali biex nerġgħu nkomplu nħawdu fil-borma dwar din il-famuża sesswalità ta' Anderson, wieħed mill-esperti tal-rejjef Jack Zipes jgħid hekk. There is something perverse in his use of children. To illustrate not only how proper behavior should work, but how sexuality should be governed. U issa niġu għal dak il-famuż djarju. Kif semmejna diġà djarju kurjuż ħafna. U fil-fatt bosta rġiel jiftaħru bil-konkwisti li jkunu għamlu. Iżda naħseb li rari huma dawk li jżommu djarju ta' kemm il-darba ikollhom relazzjonijiet intimi. Dan Anderson kellu djarju iżda tal-mumenti intimi miegħu innifsu. Għaliex relazzjonijiet mill-ieder ma kellux f'ħajtu. Hawnhekk wieħed jista' jara kemm kien verament bniedem eċċentriku. Imma fl-istess ħin titħassru. Speċjalment meta naqraw fid-djarju tiegħu fil-5 ta' Wissu tal-1836 Almighty God, you are all I have. My fate is in your hands. I must submit myself to you. Grant me a livelihood. Send me a bride. My blood craves love, as does my heart. Dan Anderson kien iħobb juża metafori falliċi fil-rejjef tiegħu. Dejjem skont dan il-poeta Danis u s-sesswologu Christian Grangard. Fil-fatt jgħid illi The Tallow Candle, li hija waħda mill-ħrejjef ta' Anderson, illi fil-fatt din instabet ġoba galja fl-2012, jingħad illi Anderson forsi ma kienx konxju ta' dan it-tixbih, iżda jingħad illi din fiha ħafna metafori falliċi. U ġala darba semmejna din il-ħrafa ta' Hans Christian Andersen, The Tallow Candle, tkun idea tajba li kieku nisimgħuha. It sizzled and fizzled as the flames fired the cauldron. It was the tallow candle's cradle. And out of the warm cradle came a flawless candle, solid, shining white, and slim. It was formed in a way that made everyone who saw it believe that it was a promise of a bright and radiant future. Promises that everyone who looked on believed it would really want to keep and fulfill. The sheep, a fine little sheep, was the candle's mother, and the melting pot its father. Its mother had given it a shiny white body, and an inkling about life, but from its father it had been given a craving for the flaming fire that would eventually go through its marrow and bone and shine for it in life. That's how it was born and had grown, and with the best and brightest anticipation cast itself into existence. There it met so many, many strange creations that it became involved with wanting to learn about life and perhaps find the place where it would best fit in. But it had too much faith in the world that only cared about itself and not at all about the tallow candle, a world that failed to understand the value of the candle and thus tried to use it for its own benefit, holding the candle wrongly, black fingers leaving bigger and bigger blemishes on its pristine white innocence, which eventually faded away completely, covered by the dirt of the surrounding world that had come much too close, much closer than the candle could endure, as it had been unable to tell grime from purity, although it remained pristine and unspoilt inside. False friends found they could not reach its inner self and angrily cast the candle away as useless. The filthy outer shell kept all the good away, scared as they were to be tainted with grime and blemishes, and they stayed away. So there was the poor tallow candle, solitary and left alone, at a loss at what to do, rejected by the good. It now realized it had only been a tool to further the wicked. It felt so unbelievably unhappy because it had spent its life to no good end. In fact, it had perhaps sullied the better parts of its surroundings. It could just not determine why it had been created or where it belonged, why it had been put on this earth, perhaps to end up ruining itself and others. More and more, and deeper it contemplated. But the more it considered itself, the more despondent it became, finding nothing good, no real substance for itself, no real goal for the existence it had been given at its birth, as if the grimy cape had also covered its eyes. But then it met a little flame, a tinderbox. It knew the candle better than the tallow candle knew itself. The tinderbox had such a clear view, straight through the outer shell, and inside it found so much good. It came closer, and there was bright expectation in the candle. It lit, and its heart melted. Out burst the flame, like the triumphant torch of a blissful wedding. Light burst out bright and clear all around, bathing the way forward with light for its surroundings, its true friends, who were now able to seek truth in the glow of the candle. The body, too, was strong enough to give sustenance to the fiery flame. One drop upon another, like the seeds of a new life, trickled round and chubby down the candle, covering the old grime with their bodies. They were not just the bodily, but also the spiritual issue of the marriage. And the tallow candle had found its right place in life, and shown that it was a real candle, and went on to shine for many a year, pleasing itself and the other creations around it. Uforsin in isilta, dwarit folija, mill-autobiografija ta' Anderson, tajn mux ftit biex nipruvaw nifmu li dan kittib kbir. I very seldom played with other boys, even at school. I took little interest in their games, but remained sitting within doors. At home I had playthings enough, which my father made for me. My greatest delight was in making clothes for my dolls, or in stretching out one of my mother's aprons between the wall and two sticks before a currant bush which I had planted in the yard, and thus to gaze in between the sun-illumined leaves. I was a singularly dreamy child. U b'dik il-kwotazzjoni mill-autobiografija ta' Anderson, nittama li l-programm tal-lum oġobkom u li fil-programm li nis San komplu nitkellmu dwar kem kien enigmatiku dan Hans Christian Andersen u kem bla ma kien jaf kien futuristiku. Li kew kien jgħix illum, konna nifhmu għaliex kellu daqshekk fervur antiklerikali, għaliex illum bil-materializmu li qed ngħixu fih, ħafna nies naħseb jiena ittieħdu minn din il-kundizzjoni. Issa kif se taraw fil-programm li jmiss, ta' verament kien religjus estrem. Kif jixet mill-rejjef tiegħu u minn sorsi oħrajn li sibna? Iva, sa nibqgħu nitkellmu wkoll dwar kemm kien enigmatiku u kemm ukoll huwa mimli kontradizzjonijiet. Mela sakemm nerġgħu niltaqgħu, jiena Margrethe Giusse insemmilkom.